Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name is Jim Rugg.
I'm Ed Piskor.
Continuing our coverage of Image X Month, Ed. But before we dive into today's book,
Patreon.com/Ed Piskor, Serializing the Red Room Comics. These are bootlegs that were sent in by kayfabers out there because the images are up on Patreon and a high enough resolution, people can make bootlegs, man. Issue 1 is fully up there right now. In the middle of serializing issue 2 as of this recording. 3 books get you the complete archive.
Any other books out with your name on it?
Damn. The X-Men Grand Design Omnibus is out in full effect and is sold out.
Yes.
We've gotten word that it is no longer available at the distributor. So the books that are in your comic shop right now are all that's going to be available until it's reprinted early next year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, super cool, man. Worth it for this back matter alone, man. Get to see the process, get to see the complete script, where I basically just drew a quick and dirty version of the comic on type and paper.
That's really cool. I was reading this script on an airplane once, and like a 75-year-old woman saw it and was like, are those comics? I was super into it. It's amazing to see the script. It's like the manga script, so really awesome.
Yeah.
Pick that up at comic shops before it's gone.
Yes.
At least gone for a couple of months. I'm going to give a shout out to Street Angel Deadliest Girl Alive. This is my Image Street Angel series collected in a 240-page full-color book for only $20. Suitable for any readers. This is the perfect Christmas gift for anyone in your life. Ninja on a skateboard. What more do you want? All right, today, Ed, we're going to check out Cyberforce number 8.
Let's put it right next to this one.
This is the Todd McFarlane crossover issue. And you can see the signature McFarlane after Mark. That's Mark Silvestri, who was doing this cover. I guess Silvestri did it first, and then McFarlane came in and picked up on the same style. Got a little flack for that, being lazy, you know, copying someone else's cover. I love that pink magenta background. To me, that really pops. Fun to see the two different approaches to color, and that's something that you'll note inside. In Cyberforce, they do their books a little differently. We looked previously at Dragon and Shadowhawk, where Rob Liefeld and Jim Lee's teams were doing their own stories. In Cyberforce number 8, McFarlane's doing pencils and some of the inks along with his kind of inking team. Eric Silvestri's doing plot and script. So that's the regular writer on Cyberforce is writing this story.
And he may be actually the luckiest guy in Image Comics, Eric Silvestri, beyond Brandon Choi, because he gets to be Mark's brother.
Yeah, there are some who you know in these early days of Image. But McFarlane brings Steve Olaf over on color, and it's worth noting that color as we continue through X Month. I think there's so much variation in this early approach to digital coloring.
These guys are making their own books. Like, Mark Silvestri's making his own comics, and he's out of his money paying his staffers to do the work. And famously, McFarlane grabbed Steve Olaf, always paid him better than everybody else, man. So Olaf would color other books, but the priority was always the Todd McFarlane productions, because he understood the equipment the best. You can find an interview online with Steve Olaf talking about those days, and in some very small town wherever he lived,
yeah.
There were like 4 comic book computer coloring houses, and it was like a town of like 300 people or something. These people went on to go to Extreme Suit. I think Kiko was one of Steve Olaf's guys. Yeah, so it was a very boutique cottage industry.
I kind of like some of the Cyberforce designs. Stryker in particular, I like that asymmetrical 3 arms on one side. The story here is they're protecting this guy who's going to testify against some criminal or other, and a guy that looks like Stryker shows up and shoots him while he's under the protection. And this is Heatwave, I guess, the leader of Cyberforce. There's some friction between him and Stryker because Stryker's out having drinks on, you know, night on the town, living it up, and there's like a subplot of like maybe Stryker drinks too much.
Jimmy, I couldn't read this thing.
Oh man, you missed out on a good one. Well,
is this your favorite one?
Relatively speaking. No, it's not, but I do like it. And there's some stuff I like, mostly art-based. But the story is basically, now the guy they're protecting survives somehow, even though it looked like Stryker shot him with several high-powered guns at once. But he survives, Psyblade mostly takes care of him, and then they're tracking the would-be assassin.
And he's like a doppelganger guy or something, right? He's like shapeshifter.
Yeah, and one thing to point out that we haven't so far is what they did in X Month. All the guys who had single characters took on team books, and all the guys that had team books took on single characters, which is pretty fun. So you see McFarlane doing essentially like an X-Men book, which he never really did anywhere. So that's kind of cool. And as a result, you get these... Spawn is a very different book than Cyberforce. You know, this is like in the X-Men mold. Dynamic poses, cool action shots. So you're going to get to see McFarlane do some of that throughout this comic. And there's one of the early dividends of this.
Love that double lighting on that Ripclaw face, man. And when throughout all of these books, well, most of these ImageX books, and certainly most of the Image books, they read like any of those like Bloodfire comics or something.
They do, man, totally.
They just have way cooler looking art.
Yeah, and there are places where those lines blur. That's true. Studios start to bring in their guys,
it is Bloodfire comics.
Yeah, sometimes they're literally those artists.
Yeah, they might have got those guys.
This is flashback sequence. This is that creature, the assassin creature, to Stryker. It's this beautiful woman, but she drugs him. That's what's going on with several of these characters as they go through.
Imagine a three-armed guy like at the local pub.
Yeah, right?
So stupid.
Yeah, for sure. And they're just tracking him. You know, like it's a pretty basic story, easy to follow. They're trying to catch this thing, and it's not exactly working for one reason or another. Look at the ads. These are the Cyberforce ads. Like, this is what the designer's coming up with. You see, like, digital lettering and fonts. In the early days, it was like, oh, look at how cool this font is. Maybe.
Built into the damn Windows 95 that they have. Or
yeah, right. So, farmer, where they're tracking down this creature. And at the farm, he sees it's, like, his daughter that looks like this demon. But we see that it's really a demon.
It's Ripclaw's family or something, I think, right?
I don't
know. Like, that's his little sister?
I don't think so.
I like
this drawing of Ripclaw a lot. It's just a little Ripclaw, but I feel like it looks pretty cool. And he's following, like, dead animals along the way. This is that... Yeah, this isn't Ripclaw's family, because he would be bent if he walked in and had, like, a shotgun shoved through the guy's skull.
Good image.
Yeah, I guess.
Good image.
The Red Room author approves.
Yes, sir. McFarlane was good for that stuff. He had a real gory kind of imagination.
You're seeing the aftermath, you know, these drugged out characters after they encounter it. Fortunately, Ripclaw, like Wolverine before him, has a healing factor, and he's back on his feet pretty soon after he recovers.
Yeah, go back real quick, because it's like, boom, boom. Explain it real quick.
And soon after, Ripclaw recovers.
Keep it moving.
So off they go once again.
Eric Silvestri, how much you make on this?
The classic McFarlane side profile. Flashback to, I guess his daughter was killed in a flashback. So that's what he sees when he encounters the demon.
I see.
It's his little daughter showing up. They're really getting fed up. The gas station attendant points them in the direction that the truck drove away. This is, I guess, that farmer's daughter that thinks it's her boyfriend, fiance. Until... he gets shot in the head, revealing himself as the demon, and then she says, "No way, Skank Man, I'm out of here." You can see why he's writing comics. Very witty. This is where the guy was going to retreat to. This is like the helicopter that he was meeting. Look at this freaking military-grade helicopter that's just picking him up in upstate New York for the extraction after doing his hit.
I adore this artwork, man, and a big part of it really is Steve Olive's heavy lifting with a lot of the color. It adds a lot. Like, if you, and we have like the Spawn artist editions and shit, and it looks like McFarlane, the same McFarlane that did the Spider-Man and all that stuff, but like with the added color and that glossy paper, it made it feel to us that it was just a more complexly constructed piece of comics, man.
Yeah, it's good to point that out. And for people comparing at home, like whenever we see the Spawn issue, that's going to be the Silvestri version. It's a different colorist. You know, you don't see colors like blue sky. I think Olive's the best of these colorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see it whenever you go through, like, all produced within a month of each other. So you can kind of see what everybody's doing. That's it. You know, it's pretty light lifting. But again, it's another self-contained, done in one story. See what ads where all these books are at. So about 2 years into Image Comics at this point. And again with the ads, I kind of love these ads. That's so like early 90s for an ad.
It absolutely is. Super low res photo.
Yeah. Very strange. I think the best part's probably the cover, but it's neat to see McFarlane doing a team like that. I would be down for seeing McFarlane do another issue or two of like a team comic of this sort, you know, like the action packed, more straightforward superhero kind of team.
Jimmy, let's get out of here.
All right.
K-favors, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when the next vids are available. Octobriana is in stores. Street Angels in stores. Plain Jane is in stores. Those are Jimmy's books, man. Get them before the holidays. Patreon.com/EdPiskor. It's where I'm serializing my Red Room comics. 3 books will get you the archive there. And the X-Men Grand Design Omnibus is sold out at the publisher level. So you got to make sure you get it if you want it, if you see it in a comic shop right now.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video. And I encourage you to do that because we hear that people miss stuff on social media, algorithms, everybody's not seeing everything we post. The e-newsletter can solve that. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video, along with all of our social media links.
One more set of Martian orders, Jimmy, and we'll be out of here.
Read more comics.